Please welcome the Lushan people, Karina Gold. She's going to speak to you all.
As the very first language spoken in my language on the East Bay, my name is Karina Gould, and I'm the tribal chair for the Confederated Villages of Lushan Nation. I want to thank Amy and Ellen for having us here today. Emily for having us here today, and the Indigo Girls. I also want to thank Gretchen and Millie, and I also want to thank Loa Numatolo for who brought us here today. You know, it's an amazing thing. Music heals us, right? And we're here today in community, and community heals us. And I just wanted to tell you a little bit, because of the generosity in a short amount of time, I just wanted to say that the work that we do on our territory is because of allies and accomplices like you. I'm the co-founder and co-director of the Segorite Land Trust. It's the first urban indigenous women-led land trust in the country. And the reason that we started a land trust because we found ourselves homeless in our own homelands. And that the Bay Area that we know it right now is a place of magic. We have this magic of healing and artistry, and we have this magic of coming together. And after this pandemic, we find ourselves in community tonight. We're able to do this work, right? But also this work that we've done over the last 30 years to preserve and protect the sacred sites of our ancestors has been because of allies and accomplices like you in this audience. That we cannot do this alone. That some of you may not even know that on this stolen land now called the Bay Area, that there were over 425 shell mounds that used to ring the Bay Area, and that the language I spoke to you in was the language that had not been spoken in almost 100 years. And that many of you had maybe learned about us as Ohlone, this generic term of people that used to be here. But we're still here, and we're regaining our strength and knowledge. That the work of rematriation is really about remembering and bringing us back to being human beings again. And that when we come back together as human beings, we remember our place together to do this work, to reimagine what it looks like to have a place where we live, that have fresh water and good soil to grow food in and good air to breathe and a relationship with fire again. And so I want to ask all of you to become those allies and accomplices that work in our land, to look up the Segorite Land Trust, to pay Shumi tax if you live and play in our territory, and to learn about the shell mounds and the ancient burial sites of our ancestors that have been here for thousands of years and stand alongside us as we create a world that we hope for the next seven generations and beyond. I'd like to turn over the last few minutes to my brother that you've heard from earlier, Jonathan Cordero, the leader of the Ramatush people from Yolamu, where we stand today.
Thank you all again, and want to take a minute to just remind you, if you don't know, that Karina Gould is an amazing person, an incredible inspiration for people all over the country. So similar to Segorite, we have a nonprofit, it's called the Association of Ramatush Ohlone. We do a lot of the same kind of work, where we are trying to get land back and restore our community, revitalize our culture and our language. But there's two things that we do that are, I think, really important to us as a people, and they're actually informed by our original instructions. And so our original instructions are actually pretty simple. The first is that we are responsible for caring for our ancestral homeland, and that responsibility has been passed down through generations. And the second is we're responsible for caring for all of our relatives, plants, animals, human beings, land, water, air, within our ancestral homeland as well. So in the work that we do in our nonprofit, any project that checks both of those boxes, we just generally say at the intersection of ecology and equity, become high priority projects for us. So for example, we are working with the Cultural Conservancy, which is an indigenous-led organization, the Friendship House here in San Francisco, which serves American Indian clients in recovery, to put in place an indigenous garden in Golden Gate Park in the southwest corner. And the reason that is so important is because colonialism didn't just remove us from our ancestral lands and take land away from us, but our direct connection with the earth defines us as a people. And so in order for us to heal, we need to be in direct contact, right? Be immersed in the natural world. And so we're trying to offer the clients at the Friendship House the same opportunity to be in direct contact with the natural world, because it's an important part of our healing and our spirituality. I'm an educator, so if you don't mind, there's one last thing I would really like to say, which is there's a difference between free time and freed time. Free time is time that we fill up. Freed time is time from doing nothing. And so I encourage you to exercise some freed time and listen to our Earth Mother, because she has something very important to tell you about the state of the world that we live in today. Thank you.
Thank you for listening, y'all. Thank you so much. And we'll be posting. In case you didn't catch all the information, we'll post on our Facebook and Insta and our website these groups that Jonathan and Karina do their work through with their community members. And in case you want to get involved in any way, they will have you. Thank you.
Thanks for your attention.